It's 5 months since detailed excavation work began at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tuam, County Galway. The hope is that experts will be able to identify the remains of babies and children who died between 1925 and 1961. Well, today comes the news that additional infant graves have been found in a second burial ground at that Tuam site. Daniel McSweeney is the director of the Office for Authorised Intervention in Tuam. He joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Daniel, and thanks for being with us again.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, tell us about what you've found so far and about its significance.
Okay, so this is our fourth update that we've done, and it really is quite a significant one because in the month of November, we found four sets of human remains, and they sort of go together with seven sets of human remains that we recovered in October. Now, the manner of burial of all 11 of these is such that they're consistent with burials from the mother and baby institution era. So they are coffined, all of them, and they're infants. And then there are other indications in terms of the manner of burial that point us consistently and clearly in the direction of burials from the mother and baby era. And then adjacent to these 11 burials, there are a number of other potential child and infant-sized burials, graves that we will explore, and that may then show us that there are further sets of remains there. So we have confirmed infant burials from the era of the mother and baby institution at this place. Mm-hmm. And if I can make a link to it, there's a historical map that the Commission of Investigation referred to in its report and that we have access to as well, which shows a larger burial ground in this area. So we will explore then over the coming months whether the remains that we have found now are part of a bigger burial in this area, or they're just at this particular location where we're working now.
Right. So is it the case then that you're now looking at two areas?
Well, we know that there are remains in the memorial garden in the subsurface tanks. That's something that was discovered 10 years ago when in the first test excavation. And yes, this is a separate area. Now, whether they will all join up into one bigger area or whether there will be two different areas, we will only really discover as we do the excavation. But this is about sort of 50 to 100 metres away from that particular, the original tanks to where we are now. But it's only really as we do the excavation that we will discover what's there. So we do have, if you like, empirical proof that there are burials in a part of the area marked as burial ground in that historical document. And then as we continue to excavate over the coming months, then we will confirm that, because it's important also to note that there were no surface markings or indications of a burial ground where we have found burials now. So confirming this historical document, ground truthing it, if you like, is very important.
And had you expected then, Daniel, to find any bodies from the mother and baby home era in this second area?
And we knew that it was marked on the map as a burial ground, but we didn't know. I mean, of course, we never know exactly what we will find, but we were taking great care in how we are doing the excavation. So we are working to international forensic standards and best practice. So we're treating it like the police would treat a scene of investigation. So I think in terms of the care that we take in doing the excavation and working to forensic standards, and then retaining and storing and capturing all of the information and all of the evidence that we find is really how we're working.
Ideally, I know you would like to be able to identify the remains you're discovering. Yeah. Have you made any progress in that regard?
Yeah, so over the past 2.5 years, 160 people have contacted us with the view to providing us with DNA samples. And we're now contacting them back, and we will be taking samples from those who are eligible over the coming months. So that's something that is a big step forward with respect to identification. I know from experience with the International Committee of the Red Cross on other projects that sometimes the discovery of remains of the sort of sought demographic or the SORT group can be a catalyst or a trigger for people to come forward. So if there are people out there who are relatives, then please feel free to contact us. If I can just give the phone number, which is 01531 539 1777, and our website, which is odait.ie. We'd be very, very happy to talk to you.
All right, just that number again. It's 539 1777.
Yes, a Dublin number, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you once again for joining us on the News at One. We appreciate it. Daniel McSweeney there. He's the director of the Office for Authorised Intervention in Tuam.